A vote has been delayed on a UN Security Council resolution that would authorize war in Iraq. The U.S. is facing stiff foreign opposition, even from allied governments, and large public protests. In the United States, there also have been loud protests against war, but polls here show steady, if cautious, support for sending troops to Iraq. A CBS New York Times poll released yesterday found 66% favor military action. And Americans who hold that view are becoming more vocal, NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
USA! USA! A couple of thousand people sat on bleachers clutching American flags in Heartland of America Park in Omaha last weekend as a local talk show host took the stage.
There's people in the desert right now, eating sand for our country. God bless them all.
Many in the crowd, like Janice Martin, came not so much to call for war, but to support American soldiers. She brought her daughter and some of her daughter's friends to the rally.
And the lesson that they need to learn is that there's people that sacrifice for their freedom, and they need to support them, and they need to stand behind their troops in the United States of America and everything we stand for.
The rally was organized by Omaha's conservative talk radio station, KFAB, which is part of the national radio chain Clear Channel.
The flag means freedom.
You can make your own choices.
Rally for America.
The right to vote.
The company owns 1,200 stations, and several have organized rallies. Houston's KPRC drew about 10,000 people to its rally after running ads like this one.
Rally for America with Talk Radio 950. KPRC.
God bless America.
Program director Ken Charles says most listeners don't feel a need to speak up until they begin disagreeing with what they're seeing and hearing on TV and radio.
I like to call the talk audience an apathetic majority. People listen to what they like. They want to nod their head and go, yeah.
In at least two of the 133 cities that have passed resolutions against war, residents have forced their government to repeal. In Haines Township, Pennsylvania, Board Chairman Ray Decker says it took some international press coverage to provoke an outcry.
Up to that point, they would have kept quiet. They wouldn't have said a word. They didn't like it, but you never hear from the silent majority until they're pushed against the wall. And at that point, they will speak up.
Conservatives are also firing back with their own celebrities. Citizens United, which took to the airwaves a decade ago to support the Supreme Court nomination of Clarence Thomas, is airing a television ad featuring actor and former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson.
Thank goodness we have a president with the courage to protect our country. And when people ask, what has Saddam done to us? I ask, what had the 9/11 hijackers done to us before 9/11?
It's a message also promoted by the New York-based Patriots for the Defense of America and its president, 23-year-old Jason Crawford. He says America can only protect itself against terrorist attack by instilling fear among its enemies.
We lack the strength of moral conviction. We've been losing it slowly ever since September 11th when we had it strongly. And it's sapping our determination and our resolve.
President Bush also has support in New York from another quarter. Muslim men marched up Park Avenue Sunday, singing, beating their chests, and chanting. These are Shiites, whose brethren have been persecuted by Saddam Hussein and support the American efforts to overthrow his government. But like many in this crowd of 3,500, Ali Mirza, a law student at Rutgers University, prefers to see Saddam removed from power without a full-scale war.
If there was a war just to get Saddam and, you know, the government that is corrupt out of Iraq, I would support that. But unfortunately, the war isn't always like that. There are plenty of innocent people that get hurt. So, you know, I'm in a bind.
Herein lies the common ground shared by the Shiite Muslims of New York and those who rallied in Omaha. Even though a majority of Americans say they support war, the very same polls show a more nuanced response depending on how you ask the question. Less than half think the U.S. should go ahead without U.N. support, and 52% believe U.N. inspectors should be given more time. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.